thank you for that introduction. Like you said, my name is Christy Siggers. I'm a PhD student at Oklahoma State University, and today I'll be talking about Bermudagrass under pressure. So as field managers, as researchers, as anyone involved in the turfgrass industry, we're going to have constant pressure on our not only our grasses, but our daily lives because of those pressures. But today I'm going to be talking about the core component of a grass before we can even consider moving it to the commercialization process, which is sod tensile strength. So we have to make sure that our sod is going to be quality before we can potentially move that forward, because no one is going to want to produce a grass that will not hold together. So sod quality characteristics include rapid establishment, good overall quality. We want vigorous rhizome and stolon formation. We need that grass to be able to have tolerance to different pests, such as disease or insects, maybe even environmental. And, of course, good sod tensile strength and handling quality. So sod tensile strength is defined as the resistance of sod to a minimal, longitudinal, and maximum shear force required to separate that sod. So today we're going to be talking about the tensile tearing of that sod. So the purpose of this study is so we can increase the profitability for sod producers through that planting, the cultivating, and growing of these improved Bermudagrass cultivars. Our goal is to obtain different sod quality characteristics for advanced Bermudagrass genotypes that have previously shown improved characteristics for cold tolerance and drought tolerance in other trials. So now, since those have moved on, we want to make sure that we have some of that necessary data to continue it, some of our experimental lines on in the commercialization process. Our objectives of this study are to compare these lines that are showing these improved qualities to some of our industry standards, such as TIFWE, which shows good sod quality. It's known as our standard for sod quality, but it has poor cold tolerance for Oklahoma. And we also want to evaluate these characteristics under simulated sod production for the state of Oklahoma. So the materials and methods, we have two different research sites, but today I'll only be talking about the one in Stillwater, Oklahoma. It has been planted for 2 years, and we have recently planted a different location in Bixby, Oklahoma, because we are currently in the process of establishing another research farm in that location. Our experimental design is a randomized complete block with three different replications, and we have 30 plots in our trial. These are the grasses that we're going to be evaluating. We have four commercially available grasses. Two are our recent releases from Oklahoma State. We have our poor performing variety in Midlawn, and we have our top performing variety in TIFWE, and the rest are experimental varieties from Oklahoma State. This is an example of our research plot. As I said, it was planted in 2014, so I'm going to be showing first and second year data. And here's an example of my maintenance protocol. And we did spray the borders to prevent contamination between different lines. Our field and laboratory measurements are going to include our first year establishment data, spring green up, turf quality, seed head expression, sod tensile strength, sod handling quality, a vertical growth measurement, and also some different rhizome characteristics. So in 2015 and 2016, we had two harvesting dates for our sod tensile strength. We used a sod harvester, and we used a blade of 30.4 centimeters, a depth of cut of 1.5 centimeters, and our approximate length of those pads were about 40.5 centimeters each time we loaded that into the machine. This is our sod tensile strength measuring device. It's been developed over the years from some previous machines, and ours is vertically mounted. We are using a digital force meter to measure the sod tensile strength, and that sod will be measured at the point which it tears will be in a force per unit area, which will come out in kilograms per decimeter squared. This is an example of a qualitative measurement that has been developed at Oklahoma State in 2009 from a master's student, and it's rated on a scale of 1 to 5, and where 1 is being complete breakage, where that pad of sod will not make it to the actual tensile machine, and a 5 having no cracking. So we feel this is a really good measurement for someone who doesn't have the means to do a quantitative measurement to make sure that their sod is in good handling quality. And previous research has shown that sod tensile strength and sod handling quality do correlate. This is an example of a morphological characteristic that we are measuring. So we wanted to see some different growth habits, whether our grasses were growing more vertically, where they were growing more laterally, things like that. So we took a measurement after mowing and right before mowing at four different sites that were measured randomly. You can see that I probably got a lot of weird looks when I was out there laying on the ground with a ruler. And this is going to be shown in centimeters per day. And we used the same methods that Brimmer et al. In 2006 used on a study that he did at Kansas State. So, saw tensile strength is a measurement. However, what does that really tell us? What are we really finding out? So we wanted to try to look at some of the inner workings of the sod pad, not just take a straight saw tensile strength measurement. So I decided to try to look at the individual rhizome strengths to see if it correlated at all with the overall strength of the sod pad. So to do this, I got in touch with some of our agriculture engineers, and they let me use a Instron testing machine. I used three rhizome samples per plot, and originally this data came out in newtons, and I used some digital force calipers to measure the size of the rhizomes. And what you're seeing in this photo is a node. So we set it up in a way where each rhizome would hopefully break at the node, and that was the case in all of our measurements. So I'll show that data a little later. So now to the fun part, 2015-2016 data. So our statistical analysis was done in SAS. We used PROC mix in our analysis of variance, and prior to the analysis of our sod pad, we converted our data using the width and the depth that I mentioned earlier to reflect the point in a unit per area measurement, which will be shown in kilograms per decimeter. And if these were found significant, we used a further test to further separate our cultivars. So this is a summary ANOVA table, and I'm showing both years because I got the same statistical means each year, so I didn't want to break it up into two different tables. So we're seeing here visual quality, sod handling quality, sod tensile strength, our vertical growth, and our 2016 rhizome strength, because we only did it in 2016. So based on this chart, I'll be showing our data in the form of just by entry. So in 2015, well, first of all, I want to set up the graph. 2015 sod tensile strength, and this will be the same for each of the graphs I show following. On the y-axis, we have the tensile strength, which is shown in kilograms per decimeter squared, and on the x-axis, we have the entry. So as I said before, we have a top-performing variety in Tifway, and we have a low-performing variety in Midlong. So we can see that we have two experimental varieties that are performing statistically the same as Tifway, which is really a good thing to have because we know that that is going to be a strong sod. So this is our 2015 data. 2016, our numbers might be a little lower, and you can see that we have significantly lower in Midlong. So in our previous graph, it was the mean average of 36 went down to 3. So what that kind of shows is that it had zero sod handling quality. It wasn't able to make it to the machine very often. So why do we think that's happening? We think that it has something to do with the regrowth, the aggressiveness of the rhizomes, which is why we decided to look at the rhizomes a little more. Also, these pads were cut from the same spot as in 2015, so they just had some time to regrow, but we had to cut these in the same spot that we cut the 2015 pads, so that could have an impact on the lower rates. Here's our vertical growth, and this is just done to show that they are different. We have some more lateral growers in OKC 1131 and some of our other experimental varieties, and we have some extremely high vertical growth. And this data will help in knowing different management techniques. If you have a more lateral growth grass, you might take a different cultural approach to maybe overseeding or something like that. So this is just letting us know that our grasses do have different growth habits. And our 2016 data is very similar. We have some of our commercial varieties performing statistically better, but you can notice that we have a lot more evenness of our variety. So I don't know if that is an environmental factor. It's become more adaptable to our weather over the second year. The maintenance regime was not changed, so it's just showing some adaptability at this point for the grass. Okay, moving on to Rhizome strengths. So I said earlier that I had converted the data to an output of kilograms per decimeter squared. However, this can't be compared strongly to the side tensile strength because we're using two separate machines. The meters are different. So this is just showing us a general idea of the correlation of an individual rhizome to an overall sod pad. So initially, when you see this data, you see Tithway is performing better than all of them in the statistical sense. So you would think, oh, well, it's going to correlate to the sod pad because Tithway is a strong performer. However, when you look deeper in the data, you can see Midlawn is in the middle, and earlier you saw Midlawn was extremely lower than the other. So rhizome strength individually does not correlate to sod tensile strength as a whole pad. Okay, so since we said that an individual rhizome wasn't having a correlation effect on the sod pad, we were like, okay, well, we'll look at the density. So hopefully you can see this. On our left side, we have Midlawn. On our right side, we have Tithway. You can notice a strong visual difference. We have removed the soil. You can see that Midlawn is pretty much in pieces, while Tithway has strong rhizome matting, and it's pretty held together very well. And here's another small image of a cup cutter version of Midlawn. You can see that there's no rhizomes, and you can see a strong rhizome right in the middle of the plug and Tithway, so we can see there are very strong visual differences. So in the past, we do have some previous research on rhizome density. However, we feel that it's still necessary because these cultivars are way more improved in the last 20 years than when this research was done in the past. So in conclusion, sod tensile strength is a good measurement to have. It's necessary to know that our sod is holding together and it's strong. Our vertical growth is going to give us some good maintenance, some good suggestions for our managers to know that their grass is growing more laterally. They might have to do a more intensive cultural practice when they're doing something like overseeding versus a grass that may be growing more vertically. Our rhizome strength was a measurement done to find out some information about the characteristics of our growth habits. And our rhizome density, that was just a preliminary visual field study that we did to know that we want to do more. So we saw that our poor performing variety had little to no rhizomes, where our top performing variety had a large amount of rhizomes. So the impact that this could have on our industry, the development and the commercialization of these experimental lines that have these improved cultivars could enable our producers to have more competitive advantage in our marketplace. And we could also, as I have said a few times during this presentation, the knowledge of our growth habits of these grasses could allow sod producers and end producers to have reduced maintenance inputs depending on their situation. So with that, I'd like to thank my committee and the OSU Turfgrass team and our funding sources for this work, and I'll take any questions that you may have at this time. Yes. So, not at this time. So, what I just showed in here was just a strictly preliminary, let me go out in the field and see if this is something that I want to do before I go out there and take the plug. So, yes, we do have a experiment lined up for all of that. We're going to take plugs, so we'll know per unit area. We're going to break it down, take the rhizomes out, do the length, do the diameter, do a lot of different measurements so we can figure that out. So we calculated it in, and it actually didn't. So whenever I was pulling them out, I tried to pull similar sizes, but just looking at the mat, there were similar sized rhizomes, but they just weren't intermingling the same way. So I don't think the diameter had anything to do with the measurement at the time.
One more question. Josh?
Yeah, I think that it's run just pretty long to look at the displacement that you separated.
It did. So the question was, this Instron is very, very good at giving you a lot of different data. I didn't show it today, but I do have graphs where it will show you per, like, tenth of a second what that rhizome is doing. So over time, it will show you the stretching ability. And I don't have that data right now, but I could get it to you. But I assume there would be a difference in the over time and where it broke and things like that.
Okay, thank you very much.